High school basketball is on the air.
As Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the 3-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down to the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. The Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket and scores.
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it. Gilder hits it. A 3-point field goal. And Gilder wins the state championship. Holy smoke.
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Lincoln Southeast Prosh Activity Center. It's time for more of the girls' 2012 State High School Basketball Tournament here on the Breeze 94.5 FM as the Lady Bobcats of Blue Hill take on the North Platte St. Pat's Lady Irish, who are making their first ever trip to the state tournament. Glad you're along with us here for today's ball game. And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops here on the Breeze in our network of stations. Let's take a look at what has happened already today here at the state tournament. In class, let's just run it all down for you. In class B, Gretna defeated Elkhorn South 65-23. Beatrice defeated Grand Island Northwest 51-34. In Class C1, Boone Central defeated Columbus SCOTUS in the lowest scoring game in the history of the Nebraska State Tournament. 22-19 was the final score. Minden came from 12 down to defeat Hershey 60-54. So Minden and Boone Central will play at the Devaney Center tomorrow at 9 on Classic Hits 98.9. In D1, the best game of the 9 a.m. games. Number one, Guardian Angel Central Catholic of West Point defeated Amherst 54-46. That was a one-point game with less than 2 minutes to go, one versus eight seed. And then Friend hits a buzzer beater to down Exeter Milligan 37-36. And in D2, Lindsay Holy Family takes care of Hayes Springs 67-25, and Howells downs Ansley 56-32. Other games in this 2 o'clock tip-off, in Class A, Omaha Central plays Fremont. In Class C2, besides Blue Hill, North Platte, St. Pat's, we go to D1, Hitchcock County and Sand Hills, Thedford. And in C1, Shadron is playing Lincoln Christian. We'll be back with more to get you ready for Blue Hill State Basketball right after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back here at the Prosh Activity Center, the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We are ready for high school basketball action, C2 style. The Blue Hill Bobcats making it to state for the fourth time. They are looking for their first ever state tournament victory. North Platte St. Pat's making it to the state tournament for the first time. So they also are looking for their first state tournament victory. For North Platte St. Pat's, they have put together quite the winning streak coming into the state tournament, setting at 22-2. Their only two losses coming to Hershey, who they later defeated twice, and to Kearney Catholic in the finals of the holiday tournament in Kearney, and they have not lost in the 2012 calendar year. For Blue Hill, they have lost to Sandy Creek, Shelton, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Wood River. Sandy Creek, the only team to make it to state. Shelton and St. Cecilia, good enough to be at state. And Wood River was knocked out by Centura in the first round of the sub-districts. And then, of course, Blue Hill with the big, big win last Friday, downing Centura in the district final, 43-37. Blue Hill was here 2 years ago and lost on a heartbreaking buzzer beater to Elmwood Murdoch. So all the seniors on this team, Jordan Atwater, Lauren Raymond, Caitlin Kumpke, and Elizabeth Schwab, were a member of that basketball team. And, of course, for Kumpke, she was a big part of that team. And they are hoping to change things here and get the first ever state tournament win for the Bobcats of Blue Hill. We'll take a look at the starting lineups right after this.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
National anthem by the Blue Hill Pep Band. Back here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Doug Duda with you on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Blue Hill, and Fairfield. The starting lineups, here we go. First off, for the Lady Irish of North Platte St. Pat's, number 12, 5'4" junior, is Mandy O'Malley. She averages 10.5 points per ball game. Number 22, 5'9" junior, Samantha Byrne, 7 points and 4 rebounds. Number 32, 5'6" senior, Candace Shelton. She's the leading scorer on the team, 14.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, and right there with her is number 34, 5'11" junior, Shelby Alberry, nearly 13 points a game and 6.5 rebounds. And rounding things out, the 6'3" sophomore, number 50, Brittany Lawrence, 7.5 points, not as much of an offensive threat as she is defensively, with 8 rebounds and 88 blocks on the season. The head coach of the Lady Irish of North Platte St. Pat's is Nathan Snadecki, assisted by Brad Bathwaite. Out of the South Platte Valley Conference, they defeated Alma and Southern Valley in the sub-districts and Perkins County in the district finals. The Irish are 22-2 on the season. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Bobcats of Blue Hill. Number 4 is a 5'6" junior, April Fayman. Number 5, 5'10" sophomore, Macy Coffey. Number 20, 5'7" junior, Kelsey Carr. Number 23, 5'9" senior, Jordan Atwater. And number 33, 5'8" senior, Caitlin Kumpke. The head coach of the Bobcats is Tim Streff, assisted by John Coffey and Raylene Bushko. They are 19-4 on the season after defeating Sutton and Superior in the sub-districts and Centura in the district championship game out of the Twin Valley Conference, their fourth trip to state. And Blue Hill is led in scoring by Kumpke at 15 points a game. Macy Coffey, 9.5 points and 10 rebounds per ball game. And that's a look at the starting lineups. and we're about ready for basketball. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Blue Hill at North Platte St. Pat's. They'll tip it off when we come back.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Of course, the girls' state basketball tournament, not all that's going on today. The Nebraska women are playing on 1230 a.m. KHAS, and they are absolutely thumping Northwestern. Nebraska scores 54 points in the first half, and they lead it 54-25. At halftime, a win puts them on to the second round tomorrow against Iowa. So here in C2, it's the first game of the day, and the following game, the winner of this will advance on to the semifinals at Pershing Auditorium tomorrow at 2 against the winner of the Crofton-Shelby Rising City game. Then tonight, Lutheran High Northeast plays Weeping Water, and the game everybody's anticipating, Pender and Homer, as you've got some teams that really have already seen each other here in the postseason. Well, let's get this basketball game underway. The traveling green and gold trim for the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. Blue Hill will be the home team, and they will be wearing the white uniforms with the blue trim. They will be moving from right to left. St. Pat's will be moving from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. And we are ready to get this state tournament contest underway here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Thanks again to all of our sponsors for allowing us to be here and bring you tonight's basketball action. As they take a little extra time to get on the court here and get the ball in the air, Jeff Schwartz and crew doing our officiating. The ball is in the air, and the opening tap is controlled by Blue Hill. And we will get it to Kumpke. Looks like a zone defense here early on for North Platte St. Pat's. You know, that's what Blue Hill likes to play, the 2-3. Up top with it is Feynman. Feynman brings it to the left side to Coffey. Coffey looks inside. They're trying to post up Carr. Nothing there. She drops the ball. It goes out of bounds off of St. Pat's. So, Blue Hill will throw it in. Yeah, everybody headed the other way, but our official pointed the way of Blue Hill. So now they got to wait for everybody to get back on this side of the floor, and the inbounds comes all the way out to midcourt to Kumpke here at the Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast. Always warm in here. Maybe not a big crowd right now with you going into three sessions. This is the first game of our second session. But a good day outside the swimming pool right across the hall, so it's always warm. As Kumpke drives, first shot of the game is up and in, and Caitlin Kumpke has got Blue Hill on the board here. Excuse me, that's Atwater that drove and hit. My bad. Blue Hill gets the lead 2-0. Up the floor with it. Ball knocked away. Now the steal is made. Coming out of there with a basketball is Kelsey Carr. She goes to the trailer, Atwater. Atwater gives it off to Feynman, and they'll set up the half court. Skip pass trying to get it to Kumpke, and two players go up with it and tie up. And it'll be a turnover here. They tried to get it to Kumpke, and it is tied up there by Shelby Alberry. So the first turnover of the game called on Blue Hill. We're 1 minute in, and Atwater gets the first bucket of the game, 2-0 here for Blue Hill. Against some pressure, they'll get the ball to the high post. With it is Shelton. Shelton lobs it underneath. Layup is there for Alberry, and we're tied at 2. Blue Hill coach Tim Streff saying they love to go that high-low, which means take the outside shot or dump it down to the low post, get him to overcommit. And that's exactly what happened there. So 2-2 your score. Macy Coffey has the basketball. Coffey lobs it down to the right-hand corner. Kumpke, her first shot over Lawrence. The 6'3 sophomore is over everything. No good. Rebound brought down by Shelton. Long outlet pass into the front court. No shot. Now they'll dump it inside. A travel is going to be called. St. Pat's thought maybe they were going to get a foul call on a three-point attempt, but instead, a shuffling of the feet, and St. Pat's will turn it over for the first time in the game. Ball belongs now to Blue Hill. as they'll break that zone pressure, get it in the front court. They've got a 3-on-2, Koepke, but when you got Lawrence in the middle, it's kind of hard to attack the hoop, and St. Pat's knows it. Coffey, left-hand corner to Fehman. Fehman stepped out of bounds, got down to the baseline, tried to pivot out of there and stepped on the baseline. Second turnover here for the Blue Hill Bobcats. So the ball goes back over into the hands of St. Pat's. The Irish making their first state tournament appearance. Will they be nervous? Not so far into Albury. She'll be fouled. Macy Coffey got her on the arm. That's the first foul of the game. And at the line will be Shelby Albury, one of the two solid gals. You got Shelton Albury and O'Malley all averaging over double figures. They average 59 points and only give up 30. Free throw is up, and it is in. First 3 points here for Albury. For Blue Hill, they score 48, give up about 35. They play a lot closer games. Second free throw too strong, no good. And the rebound brought down by Macy Coffey, who leads the team in rebounding. Gets it into the hands of Atwater, brings it to the top of the circle. She's met there by Mandy O'Malley. Right elbow, they'll go. Nothing there for Carr. In the left-hand corner to Fehman. Back up Kumpke, gets into the paint, puts up a 10-footer, no good. Offensive rebound, put back up and in by Macy Coffey. 4-2, Blue Hill. 4-3, Blue Hill. St. Pat's with a basketball. Back between the circles, they'll go to O'Mallory. Mandy tries to lob it into Albury again, but that time overshot her. And out of bounds it goes. Second turnover for St. Pat's. 4-3, Blue Hill leads it by one. 5:19 to go here in the first quarter of play in the C2 state tournament. It's our opening game of the C2 bracket. Top of the key with it. They'll work it around the perimeter here to Coffey. Coffey in the paint. Nothing there. Kick it out for a three. Kumpke puts it up. No good. Rebound comes out long. Run down there by Fehman. Fehman's pass, trying to get it over to Atwater, is deflected out of bounds by Samantha Byrne. Into the ball game now. Here comes a Mackenzie Willicott, a 5'9 freshman who does some good things off the bench, averages 4 points and about 3.5 rebounds a game. Ball belongs to Blue Hill. Up by one. Atwater gets it in the paint now. Nothing there. The ball deflected away as they try to get it out of there by Carr. Third turnover, Blue Hill. Fast break the other way. The layup no good. Rolls off the rim. Ball's ripped down. A foul, I believe, is going to be called here. The official's going to discuss. Oh, they're going to call a jump. Rebound comes to Macy Coffey. They say she was tied up. The arrow does point the way of Blue Hill. So a fairly slow start offensively here. 4-3 still, Blue Hill. St. Pat's still with a little three-quarter court pressure. They make a baseball home run throw, and it goes over everybody. Carr was open at the other end, but they overthrew her, and Blue Hill now with four turnovers. Keep you up to date on some of the other games that are going on around the state tournament. Omaha Central playing Fremont, Chadron playing Lincoln Christian, Hitchcock County playing Sand Hills Thedford. On the right wing with it is Anna O'Malley, who's checked in. Lob it into Albury. She scores again. Shelby has all 5 points here for North Platte St. Pat's, and they'll take the lead at 5-4. And then it's stolen away in the backcourt. Blue Hill with some turnover problems. Cannot attack the bucket off the steal. And a foul, no walk. Walk on Candace Shelton. That's the second time that's happened to Shelton, the 5'6 senior for the Irish. Listening to the girls' state tournament here on The Breeze, 94.5. Doug Duda with you at Lincoln Southeast. You can also hear the game on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tournament brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Driving in, Willicott has her shot missed, got it back, and now a foul will be called. And two free throws coming up. Foul will go on Brittany Lawrence, the 6'3 sophomore for St. Pat's. That'll be their first foul of the game. And at the line, Mackenzie Willicott to shoot a pair of free throws. And the first one is on the way and in. And that'll be our first tie of the game, at least since 2-2. We were tied at 2, now we're tied at 5, our second tie of the game. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. So back and forth we go here in the first 4 minutes of the opening quarter, 6-5 Blue Hill, as Mandy O'Malley brings the ball across the timeline here for the Irish. Over to Anna. Mandy and Anna, both O'Malley's. Freshman Anna, the younger. Mandy, the junior, starts. Lawrence pops out in the right-hand corner. Kicks it to the freshman O'Malley. Decides not to take the three. Left side to Mandy O'Malley. Kick it back out of the left wing to Shelton, who hasn't got it going yet. Albury with all 5 points, getting the ball inside. Now they're starting to double-team her a little more, making sure the three in that 2-3 zone are packed on that baseline a little bit better. And St. Pat's not able to get an outside shot away right now. Great defense by Blue Hill. Finally a three by the freshman, Anna O'Malley. It's off the iron, no good. Offensive rebound. Shelton put it up and hit the rim on a way up, missed a gimme. And a rebound brought down by Macy Coffey. Tough one there for Shelton, who worked hard to get the ball. Kumpke at the other end. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Albury. Kumpke with a little problem getting it over the 6'3 sophomore Lawrence and that arm way up there. And the two jumpers have been off the mark. O'Malley, now Mandy for three. Misses that one from the same spot. Anna just took it. Offensive rebound, though, brought down by Albury. She's got it at the left-hand corner. She'll try a three. It skips off the rim, no good. Coffey already with five rebounds here in the quarter for Blue Hill. Up the floor they come. Fast break. Numbers aren't there. They'll kick it out for a three. Atwater, no good. Rebound brought down by Lawrence. That's her first of the game. Outlet to Albury on the left wing. St. Pat's has a little bit more height here than Blue Hill, and they've been trying to pat it inside. There they lob it to Lawrence. She can't handle it. It's knocked out of bounds by Blue Hill. Coming into the game now for the Irish will be Samantha Byrne again. And checking out is going to be Albury for a breather. Coach Steineke's team is not very deep. They play six kids, and that's basically it. Force the inbounds pass and draw a foul on the shot. Sneaking in there and working hard to get position was Samantha Byrne. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. And the foul on Willicott, her first and the team's second. And the first free throws for Samantha Byrne on the way. And it is off the front of the iron, no good. Shelby Albury has all 5 points for St. Pat's. Now here's Elizabeth Schwab checking in for the Bobcats. Second free throw coming up by Samantha Byrne. It's on the way, it's in, and we are tied 6-6 with 2:20 to go here in quarter number one. Blue Hill throws over the top of the press to Schwab to the trailer Willicott. She'll put the layup up and in. And that's the way you break the press, or one of the ways, and it's 8-6. Blue Hill answers off the press break. O'Malley brings it across the timeline, swings it right side into the corner to Lawrence, finds the high post, driving in with the scoop shot Shelton, and it skips in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Coffey. Shelton's had some looks. That one was a tough one, and the ball didn't go. Bayman to Coffey. That's Coffey, excuse me, not Bayman. Macy has the ball. Down to the baseline, Willicott skip pass over the zone, get it to the right-hand corner to Atwater. Back out, Kumpke. Kumpke skips it over to Coffey. Everything outside, trying to find some room in the paint. They do. The jumper by Atwater from nine is no good. Too strong right off the heel, and Lawrence gets the rebound for the Irish to O'Malley. Anna into the front court, gives it to Mandy. High post again, Shelton. Shelton got bumped, drives in, missed the layup, but Lawrence is there for the putback, and she fouled. Brittany Lawrence, a chance for the three-point play here for North Platte St. Pat's. We're going to put the foul on Macy Coffey, her second, team's third. Albury is back into the ball game now for North Platte St. Pat's, and here comes Feynman in for Blue Hill, and Coffey with those two fouls will check out with a minute 22 to go here in quarter number one. And the free throw by Lawrence banks it in. I do not believe North Platte St. Pat's is a great free throw shooting team. And Lawrence banks that one in to make it 9-8. They regain the lead. And at the other end, Kumpke takes it right inside at the big girl and gets the whistle. That could be the second foul on Lawrence, or will it go elsewhere? Looks like Albury. That'll be her first and the team second, but nonetheless, free throws coming up for Caitlin Kumpke, looking for her first points of the game. And she'll put it up, and no good. Blue Hill also not a good free throw shooting team, something like 46%, I believe it was, but they knocked them down last week against Centura, 16 out of 26. Second free throw, that one's good. So Kumpke gets one of two, and we're tied again at nine. Here on the Breeze, 94.5, state tournament basketball brought to you by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth. Lob it into Lawrence, lob it over Lawrence, lob it out of bounds. Fourth turnover for the Irish. Blue Hill had five early. They've got it under control here the last 2.5 minutes. 9-9, 105 to go in the first quarter. C2 state basketball tournament. And breaking the press, Atwater gets it to Willicott. Two on one. Couple of passes back to Willicott. Missed the layup from Carr. And the rebound to Lawrence. Lawrence on the outlet. St. Pass wants to run, but they don't have numbers. It'll be slowed up there by Byrne. Sam goes to the right-hand corner to O'Malley. Manny left-hand dribble gets it back out to the right wing. Kicks it over on the left wing to Anna O'Malley. And into the corner they go to Albury. Try to lob it into Lawrence. She's double-teamed. She gets the ball, but she can't get a shot. Now she tries to throw it outlet. She has it taken away by Atwater. Fast break to the other end. Atwater coast-to-coast. Missed the shot. It goes out of bounds. It stays with Blue Hill. 28 seconds remaining in the quarter. And here comes Candace Shelton back in. And they'll give Lawrence a little bit of a breather here going into the second quarter. Blue Hill ball underneath their own hoop. They'll go vertical along the baseline, lob it out to Atwater, back to Kumpke, quick three in the left-hand corner, is off the front of the iron, it's no good. Fighting for the offensive rebound, it's loose, and I think we're going to get a foul. There was a good battle between Mandy O'Malley and Kelsey Carr, and Carr is going to be called for the foul. Her first and the team's fourth. 21 seconds now for St. Pat's to get a good shot away and possibly take the lead. And they'll set back in that 2-3 zone and wait for him. Right side to O'Malley, 15. O'Malley, jump pass, left side, ball's tipped, ball stolen away. Willicott comes out of there with it. Willicott all the way to the other end and gets fouled by Byrne. Byrne just made darn sure she wasn't going to score. She'll make her earn it from the line with 7.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. That's the first foul on Byrne, the third team foul on the Irish. And at the line to shoot two will be Willicott. First one is up, and it's good. And Willicott off the bench already has 5 points. Blue Hill regains the lead at 10-9. And the second free throw is rattling around, no good. Rebound brought down by Albury. They started the clock before anybody touched it, and a long three at the horn will clank off the front of the rim by Candace Shelton, and that will end the first quarter of play. Here in the C2 State Basketball opening round, it's Blue Hill 10, North Platte St. Pat's 9 on the Breeze.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the AlterG anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to AlterG.com. To see a video.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the State High School Basketball Tournament here on The Breeze, 94.5, brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. The ball will belong to St. Pat's to start the second quarter. They trail it here by a score of 10-9, and we'll give you some numbers here in a moment. Right now they try to force the ball inside. It's knocked away, picked up momentarily by Blue Hill. They can't find the handle. We're going to eventually get a jump, and the arrow will go to Blue Hill. That is the seventh turnover for St. Pat's. We have had five on Blue Hill. Rebounds were even at 9 apiece in the first quarter. Free throw shooting, St. Pat's was 3 out of 5 and 4 out of 6 for Blue Hill. Both teams were 0-3 from three-point land. Shelby Albury has 5 points for St. Pat's. Mackenzie Willicott has 5 for Blue Hill as the jumper is up no good. And we've got another tie-up. This one on the offensive rebound, April Feynman. Tied up there. I believe that was with Samantha Byrne trying to get the rebound, and the arrow points the way of St. Pat's. So it's third turn. And all this in the first 30 seconds of the second quarter. Lawrence has the ball in the right-hand corner, back up top against the 2-3 zone, trying to find a way to pound that ball inside. out of the wing. Here's a 17-foot jumper that's up by Byrne, no good. Long rebound comes out to Brittany Lawrence, who wasn't even in the paint that time. She'll pick it up, reset it. Byrne on the right side gets into the paint, draws some contact. The shot's blocked out of there by Coffey. Picked back up by St. Pat's, shot no good, and another jump. That is our fifth jump of the game. And the arrow points the way of Blue Hill. 10-9 Blue Hill. Elsewhere, Shattered leads Lincoln Christian 14-8 at the end of the first quarter of play in Class C1. Omaha Central leads Fremont 13-12 in Class A. No update yet on the Class D2 or Class B game. What is going on? My bad. The D1 game. We'll get you an update on that. Another jump ball. Blue Hill gives it away. Turnover number six. And St. Pat's will bring the ball across the timeline here. Trailing 10-9. O'Malley tries to lob it into Lawrence. Uses her height. Grabs it. Scores. 5 points now for Brittany Lawrence. 11-10 St. Pat's. No one is led by more than two. As St. Pat's went for the steal, didn't get it. Bayman gets it down low. Coffey, the jumper to Kumpke, no good. Coffey, the rebound. She'll put it up, no good. And the ball punched out of bounds to the Irish. Of course, a lot of folks in our listening area may have seen the Irish come out and play in the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, and folks are very familiar with the Lady Bobcats out of the Twin Valley Conference. 11-10. Irish by one. They'll fire a three. O'Malley, that's too strong. Rebound comes clanking off, and it's going to be grabbed by the Irish. Candace Shelton has it. They'll reset it. They've had a few offensive boards here in the first half. 11-10, St. Pat. 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. State tournament basketball as O'Malley fires a three. That one is no good. They're 0-5. Again, fight for the loose ball. Everybody's on the ground. Somebody's laying out of bounds, and that is going to be Blue Hill. Had the ball and was setting out of bounds. Neither team has made a three yet in this basketball game. Neither team has called a timeout in the game. And we've just been going back and forth here early on. Inbounds comes to Alberry. Point-blank shot up and in. Seven for Shelby Alberry. And now St. Pat's leads it by three. 13-10. With it in the backcourt is Coffey. Macy throws over the top of it to Willicott. Willicott dribbles into the double team. Has to kick it back out to Coffey. Left side. Back up top they go. Looking at a three. Atwater couldn't get it. Gives it to Kumpke, and they wave off her bucket because of a walk. Say that she shuffled the feet before she got the shot away. And that'll be the seventh turnover here for Blue Hill. So back over to the Irish, trying to extend their lead, leading it by a count of 13-10. Try to lob the ball inside, and it'll be deflected out of bounds by Blue Hill. So they'll try again. Again, they just lob it into Lawrence. She's too tall for everybody, and she'll put it up and put it in. 15-10, Brittany Lawrence with the bucket, a five-point lead. Blue Hill breaks the press. Willicott layup off the assist from Kumpke. Mackenzie Willicott has seven, and it's back to a three-point game. At 15-12, the Bobcats took 3 minutes to score here in the second quarter. Now at the other end, we've got a foul call or a turnover, and Blue Hill will grab the basketball. Good steal in the middle of the paint that time from Carr. Kumpke has it in the right-hand corner. Underneath, Coffey was open, but they couldn't get it to her. Now they'll swing it to Willicott into the left-hand corner to Coffey behind the arc. On the high post, they get it into the hands of Carr, who was nearly tied up. Back to Kelsey. Bounce pass out top, Kumpke for the three. It's off the iron, no good. And another offensive rebound, but this time Blue Hill grabs it. Kelsey Carr. Passing a little sloppy right now for the Bobcats. Right elbow, they'll go to the baseline. Kumpke, 10-footer, no good. She just doesn't have the range to battle the baseline. Rebound to Shelton. Long outlet pass to the other end. O'Malley's layup, missed it. Rebound brought down by Willicott. And then O'Malley trying to get the ball back is called for the foul. Mandy O'Malley, her first foul, fourth team foul on the Irish. Coming up at halftime, it'll be the Allens halftime report. We'll give you the first half stats of our game, some recaps on what happened earlier today, and a preview of what's still to come here at the Girls State Tournament, plus scores from around Lincoln. Carr to Atwater. Coffey now with it. Back over to the right side. Open drive. Here comes the shot. No good by Kumpke. Rebound by Coffey. She puts it up. Can't score. Now a big scrum in the middle. And Albury got the rebound, and Albury will be fouled. But the 6'3 sophomore Brittany Lawrence in there, they're trying to get her second foul called. Instead, it's going to be on Mackenzie Willicott, her second. 15 foul on Blue Hill. 15-12. North Platte St. Pat's leads it with 3:45 to go here in the first half. Blue Hill just 2 points here in the second quarter. Same offense every time, it seems like, for St. Pat's. And that's with their 6'3 sophomore out of the paint. They try to get it inside to Shelton. It's blocked in there by Schwab. Ball picked up by Kumpke. Gets it to the outside to Willicott. To the top of the circle. Atwater into the corner. Coffey, the 18-footer. Good. Macy Coffey hits the two-point bucket from the outside to cut it to one. 15-14 Irish. 3:15 to go here in the first half. Ball on the right side to O'Malley. Into the corner to Lawrence. They just look for Albury, find a way to get her or Lawrence open and work the ball around the perimeter here against the 2-3 zone. It's pretty basic. It's just whoever wins the battles. Now O'Malley for three. That's the freshman, Anna. She'll hit it. The first three of the ball game is hit by Anna O'Malley of the Irish. It's 18-14 St. Pat's. 2:50 to go here in the first half. Pressure's on. Thrown over the top to Willicott. 3-on-2. Kumpke, right-hand corner. Drives in, kicks it out to Coffey for the three. Macy fires and answers. 7 points for Macy Coffey in the first three of the game for Blue Hill. Coffey and Willicott, 14 of the 17 Bobcat points. Inside, here's the jumper by Shelton. Can't score. And the rebound brought down by Kumpke. Kumpke and Shelton, the team's two leading scorers, leading score for each team, have a combined 1 point so far as Willicott misses a baseline jumper. And the rebound comes down to Candace Shelton, her fifth. Pushes it up the floor, doesn't have numbers. Gives it to Albury. She'll lob it on the low post to Lawrence. Double team. Back to O'Malley on the right side of the key. Switches it back out from Mandy to Anna O'Malley. They're playing catch on the right side. Now another three on the way. That is too strong from Mandy. And it's going to be grabbed there by Blue Hill. And then the outlet pass is deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bobcats. Cincy Willicott in on the rebound. 1:55 to go here in the second quarter, 18-17 St. Pat's. And a timeout going to be called here by the Irish with 1:55 to go here before halftime. 18-17, St. Pat's leads Blue Hill. You're listening to the State High School Tournament on the Breeze, brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state, whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Prosh Activity Center here at Lincoln Southeast High School. We are nearing halftime, a minute 55 to go in the first half. It is 18-17, North Platte St. Pat's leading Blue Hill here in the C2 State Basketball Tournament. Check a couple other scores for you. Omaha Central leads Fremont 24-23 with 2 minutes to go in the first half of play in Class A. Shadron had led Lincoln Christian after one, and no report on the Hitchcock County contest. So we'll see if we have something there for you at halftime. Right now, though, it's back to Blue Hill basketball, a chance to take the lead back here after trailing by five just a moment ago. Kumpke gets it up top to Feynman. Over to Coffey. Macy for three. It's in and out, no good. Lawrence with the rebound, and over the back foul called on the Bobcats, and it's going to go on Kelsey Carr. Her second. It is the team's sixth, so no free throws yet. And checking in will be Elizabeth Schwab. 1:38 remains here before halftime. 18-17 Irish. And bringing the ball up the floor here will be Candace Shelton. Shelton brings it to the right side and gives it off to Samantha Byrne. Into the corner. She'll give it to Albury. Again, it's pretty basic against this 2-3 zone. High post with it, Byrne, and she'll try to get it to O'Malley. It overthrows her. Out of bounds it goes. Ninth turnover for St. Pat's. We've had seven of the ball game called or given up on Blue Hill. Inbounds comes to Atwater. Atwater brings the ball across the timeline here. Fires it down low. They have got Feynman. Her shot blocked by Lawrence. Out of bounds to the Bobcats. Minute 10 to go here at Prosh Activity Center. And to throw it in will be Coffey in front of the Irish bench in the front court. Out top they'll go to Atwater. Back to Coffey. Popping up top with it is going to be Schwab. Swings it over to Atwater. Down the low block. Feynman turns to shoot, but there's that 6'3 arm in her face. And they'll kick the ball back out. 50 seconds to go here. Right now, Kumpke is on the bench for Blue Hill. So they've got to try somewhere else to find some... No, excuse me, there's Kumpke. Now they'll change the offense, reset it. Coffey, back up top. She'll go to Feynman on the left wing to Atwater. Skip pass over to Kumpke. Drives on Lawrence and got the foul called. Second foul on Brittany Lawrence. And two free throws coming up for Caitlin Kumpke. You can tell that Blue Hill's been really trying hard to get Lawrence in some foul trouble. Get that 6'3 body out of the paint. And the free throw is on the way by Kumpke. It's no good. Caitlin, the leading scorer with about 15 a game, has one so far. Now Willicott will check in. And Coffey with those two fouls will check out. 33 seconds remaining here on the Breeze, KLIQ-FM. Kearney Hastings, Grand Island. Second free throw no good. Rebound brought down by Byrne. Byrne into the front court. Irish with the basketball. Swings it left side to O'Malley. Playing catch up top Shelton now. 20 seconds to go in the right-hand corner to Alberry. And they had a little miscommunication. Tried to lob it inside. It's stolen away by Schwab. Up ahead on the fast break, Willicott layup around twice and in. And Blue Hill takes the lead. 9 seconds to go, 19-18. Irish push the ball up the floor. On the wing, three-pointer, Byrne off the front of the iron. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Blue Hill. And that's the end of the first half of play. Your score, going into halftime of this 2012 C2 opening round state tournament game, the Blue Hill Bobcats, 19, the North Platte St. Pat's Irish, 18. The state high school tournament is brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer, and we'll be back with our halftime activities right after this.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop, wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Prosh Activity Center here at Lincoln Southeast High School in the middle of a Thursday of the 2012 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. We're glad you're along with us. As we bring you the Allen's Halftime Report, the You Get More Superstore, Allen's, West 2nd Street in Hastings. At the half, it's Blue Hill 19 and North Platte St. Pat's 18. Other halftime scores in A, Omaha Central leads Fremont 26-23. The other two games, Shadron-Lincoln Christian and Hitchcock County-Sandhill-Stedford, have yet to reach the half. When they do, we will update those scores for you. Here's what else is going on around the state tournament. Let's take a look at the Class A bracket. Omaha Central, as we set up by three on Fremont. Lincoln Northeast and Papillion La Vista South will play next at 3:45. Then tonight at the Sports Center, top seed Lincoln Southeast will play Lincoln Southwest at 7. Columbus and Bellevue East will play at 8:45. In Class B, Gretna defeated Elkhorn South 65-23. It was Beatrice over Grand Island Northwest 51-34. Tonight at Pershing, Seward will play McCook at 7, and Holdridge will play Norris at 8:45. In C1, the lowest scoring game in girls Nebraska state tournament history was won by Boone Central 22-19 over Columbus SCOTUS, and Minden, after trailing by 12 at the half, 41-29 to Hershey, was able to rally for a 60-54 win over the Lady Panthers. So Minden and Boone Central will have the first game tomorrow at the Bob Devaney Sports Center at 9 a.m., and you can hear that on the Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Tonight in C1, you've got Shadron playing Lincoln Christian right now, and then at 3:45 up next here on the Breeze, Sandy Creek will take on Concordia. That follows our coverage right here, where Blue Hill is leading North Platte St. Pat's at the half 19-18. The winner of this game will play tomorrow at Pershing at 2 o'clock against the winner of the Shelby Rising City Crofton game, which is next here at Southeast. Then at 7 o'clock, Lutheran High Northeast plays Weeping Water. And at 8:45, Homer, the defending state champion, plays Pender. In D1 today, the number one seed Guardian Angel Central Catholic out of West Point was pushed to the edge by Amherst, but was able to finish it off from the line 54-46. They'll play Friend tomorrow at 9 a.m. at Pershing. Friend hits a putback at the buzzer to beat Exeter Milligan 37-36. Hitchcock County and Sandhills-Thedford are playing right now. And then at Lincoln Southwest at 3:45, Humphrey will play O'Neill St. Mary's. And finally in Class D2, Lindsay Holy Family, no problem with Hay Springs this morning, 67-25. They'll play Howells tomorrow night at Pershing at 7. Howells defeated Ansley 56-32. Tonight at Lincoln Southwest, the rest of D2, Elkhorn Valley will play Giltner at 7. You'll hear that game here on the Breeze, 94.5. And Fall City Sacred Heart will play Wynot at 8:45. They went to halftime at the Pershing Auditorium. It is Shadron 29, Lincoln Christian 23 in Class C1. We'll be back with more on the Allen's Halftime Report right after this from Lincoln.
We're the You Get More Superstore Allen's. Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to our Allen's Halftime Report, 19-18. Blue Hill leading North Platte St. Pat's. Also at halftime, Omaha Central leads Fremont in A, 26-23. In C1, Shadron leading Lincoln Christian at the half, 29-23. And in D1 at the half, it is Hitchcock County, 32, and Sandhills-Thedford, 20. Let's take a look now at the first half stats of our ball game. First off, for the Irish of St. Pat's, Anna O'Malley has the only three-pointer of the game for the Irish. That's her point total. Mandy O'Malley, one rebound. Samantha Byrne, 1.2 rebounds. Candace Shelton, the leading scorer for the Irish, has not scored so far this afternoon, has five rebounds. Shelby Alberry, 7 points, four rebounds. And Brittany Lawrence, 7 points, five rebounds, and one block. Nine rebounds in the first quarter, eight in the second. Free throw shooting was all in the first quarter for the Irish, where they were 3 of 5. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 1 of 5 in the second. Turnovers, 6 in the first and 4 in the second. Brittany Lawrence, the only member of the Lady Irish, with 2 personal fouls. 9 points in each quarter, and at the half, the Irish have 18 points, 17 rebounds. 3 out of 5 at the free throw line, 1 of 8 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 10 turnovers. For Blue Hill, Macy Coffey, 7 points, 7 rebounds, 1 block. April Feynman has 4 rebounds. Mackenzie Willicott is the leading scorer off the bench this afternoon with 9 points, 3 rebounds. Kelsey Carr, 2 rebounds. Jordan Atwater, 2 points. And Caitlin Kumpke, the leading scorer this year for Blue Hill, 1 point, 1 rebound. Elizabeth Schwab, 1 block shot. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first, 0 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 3 in the first, 1 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 5 in the first, 2 in the second. Foul situation, Coffey, Willicott, and Carr all have 2. So we're nearly even at every spot on the scorebook. A couple of more free throws for Blue Hill, a couple of more turnovers for St. Pat's. And at the half, it's Blue Hill 19 and North Platte St. Pat's 18. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Allen's Halftime Report in a minute.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Main Street Styles in Blue Hill is a full-service salon. Stop in today for a facial, waxing, makeup, tanning, manicure, pedicure, or schedule a cut, color, or perm. The girls at Main Street Styles wish the Blue Hill Bobcats and all area teams good luck and thanks them for their support. Located at 542 West Gage in downtown Blue Hill. Call 756-2887. That's 756-2887. Call or stop in today at Main Street Styles in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Allen's Halftime Report here on the Breeze 94.5. The Nebraska women dominating Northwestern in the Big Ten Tournament. 7:15 to go in the game. The Huskers 71, Northwestern 42. Nebraska will play Iowa tomorrow. That is currently airing on 1230 KHAS. Also, don't forget that next week, the Boys State High School Basketball Tournament here in Lincoln. We'll have 5 games for you on our network of stations. Giltner will be playing Hayes Center next Thursday morning at 9 a.m. here on the Breeze. We'll have 4 games for you on Classic Hits 98.9. It begins at 9 a.m. with the Minden Hershey Boys after Minden beat the Hershey Girls today. Then it will be a 10:45 game between Overton and Humphrey St. Francis. At 2, Ravenna will play Johnson Brock. And next Thursday night at 8:45, Loomis Boys take on Sterling. Well, that's going to take us to the third quarter as you've been listening to high school basketball brought to you in part by our friends at Channel Seed. Zeke Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer in Hildreth. 19-18 the score, and you've been listening to the Allen's Halftime Report, the You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street, Hastings. We'll start the second half in a minute here on the Breeze.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop, wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Let's get the second half underway in our C2 state tournament contest. Blue Hill will get the ball, leading it 19-18. Both teams struggled shooting from the floor in the first half, both making 7 field goals. Blue Hill 7-27, St. Pat's 7-23. Here's a jumper by Atwater to start the second half from the right-hand corner. The 14-footer is no good. Brittany Lawrence gets her team high 6th rebound. The Irish runner one, but Atwater steps in front and steals the basketball away. So here comes Blue Hill with a second opportunity. Into the front court, they'll get it into the hands of April Feynman. Copy to the high post. Bounce pass right side. There's Atwater. They're going to call her for a walk. The bounce pass to her took a bad hop. It went way up over her shoulder. She was already on the move when that ball got to her and didn't get the dribble down in time. 8th turnover of the game here for Blue Hill. So the Irish now a chance to take the lead back, but they haven't done much the last 4 minutes of game time here. Byrne with it up top to Shelton. Shelton back over to Sam on the left wing. As the Irish move from right to left, now they try to lob it into Lawrence, and the lob actually hit the rim, and it's another Irish turnover picked up there by Macy Coffey. Coffey gives it off to Atwater, runs the point here, brings it across the timeline on the right side of the key. Off a couple of picks, they go to the baseline to Carr. Lawrence pops out on her. Back out top they go, and driving in is Atwater. Bounce pass inside is going to be stolen away. One-on-one to the other end. Atwater's going to get called for the foul. Continuing to push the pace that time was Mandy O'Malley, who's going to get a chance to get her first point of the ball game. She'll do it from the foul line. The foul on Atwater will be her first of the basketball game. And O'Malley will go to the line now to shoot two. The first one, no good. St. Pat's 3 of 6 at the line now. Blue Hill 4 of 8. And as we said in the first half, we know Blue Hill's not a very good shooting team. St. Pat's is a little better. The second free throw is no good either. And Coffey already with 8 rebounds here in the ball game. She averages 10 per game all year long, and now the ball dropped out of bounds off the foot of Atwater. We have played 90 seconds and have 5 turnovers, 3 on Blue Hill and 2 on North Platte St. Pat's. So whatever adjustments coaches Steinke and Streff made, they haven't had a chance to get them implemented yet. Irish ball, Lawrence to the right-hand corner. Out top, Byrne swings it right back over to the right wing. Nothing there. Trying to keep that 2-3 zone moving, but the passing of the basketball is slow enough that the Bobcats can just set back. Lawrence right-hand corner. Brittany does have 7 points. They've got it into her a few times. Now driving in, Shelton kicks it over to Byrne. Fade away from 13, no good. Alberry offensive rebound, up and in, and draws the foul. That baby was almost as high as the top of the backboard as she threw it up and draws the foul. 9 points now for Shelby Alberry, and the Irish get the first bucket of the second half. 20-19. And now checking in will be Willicott. She had such a good first half. Coach Streff cannot leave her on the bench. Second of the first free throw to complete that 3-point play is up and in by Alberry. And it's 21-19 Irish. So Willicott, who started at the end of the beginning of the year, now coming off the bench and is extremely productive, at least in the last 2 games we've seen. Carr, right-hand corner, nothing there. Ball fake, gives it to Kumpke, who has just been shut down in this basketball game by Candace Shelton, and vice versa. 1 point for Kumpke, none for Shelton. They lead their teams in scoring, respectively. Right-hand corner with it. They get it underneath to Willicott off the nice pass from Macy Coffey, and Willicott off the back pick will lay it up and in. And Blue Hill's on the board now here to tie the game in the second half at 21. Irish in the right-hand corner. Get it to Lawrence. Back up top, they'll go to Shelton. Shelton knocked out of her hands by Kumpke. Got it back. Now she comes into the paint. Weaves her way around traffic, but missed the layup. Got her own rebound. Now she's fouled underneath by Kelsey Carr. Her 3rd. Great job by Candace Shelton. It was like she was going around cones as she was dribbling down the paint. Around right, then went to the left, then to the right. She'll do pretty good on her driving test, I'm guessing. And the free throw is up. And wedge between the rim and the backboard. And none of the officials wants to take an opportunity to go down there and jump. And Brittany Lawrence says, forget this, I'll get it. And that'll get the Irish fans going. Coach Steineke was running down to get a basketball. And the 6'3 sophomore goes up and says, what the heck is the holdup? Let's go. Second free throw up, and it is in. So Candace Shelton gets one of two. And it's 22-21, and that will at least lighten the heart of the crowd. I'm not sure how much it'll do for the kids, though. They're still playing hard and focused as Coffey gets the ball down to the baseline, kick it back out top. In the hands of Atwater, back to Coffey, has some room, goes around Lawrence, layup, missed it. Rebound, tipped out, Albury has it for the Irish. That's her sixth of the ball game. Outlet pass, they've got Shelton, fast break, layup, good. And Candace Shelton with her first bucket of the basketball game. Makes it 24-21, the Irish up by three. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Timeout called. We'll be right back.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
PlatteRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week. Covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Prosh Activity Center here in Lincoln at Southeast High School. Blue Hill calling their first timeout. It's a 30. Each team still has four timeouts remaining to use. The Bobcats now down 24-21. And the ball comes into Atwater. Atwater backs to the top of the circle, stops there, gives it off to Carr. There's Kumpke, left side, runs into the wall and loses the basketball. She tried to take a shot, lost the ball, won't even call that a shot attempt. It's going to be Irish ball. Over to O'Malley on the left wing. Back up top, they'll go to Byrne. I think Kumpke was expecting a whistle on the other end for a foul, didn't get it. Right now, Macy Coffey making sure that Brittany Lawrence doesn't get the ball, so instead the drive and off the glass for Candace Shelton. Five in a row now after being shut out for the first 18 minutes of the game. She gets back-to-back buckets. It's 26-21 Irish. That equals the largest lead of the game at five. High post Carr, who does never look to shoot, over on the wing to Kumpke, and we've got some pushing and shoving underneath, and a hold is going to be called on St. Pat's. And the foul on Albury, Shelby, her second. That's the first foul of the half here on the Irish. 3:45 to go here in quarter number three. Inbounds pass, point blank underneath the Coffey. Couldn't get it to go. And Brittany Lawrence with her seventh rebound. The Lawrence presence has really thrown off the inside shots here for Blue Hill. Chance to take their biggest lead of the game. Ball over the right wing, driving in, forcing it. Shelton, it comes off the glass hard. Nobody can find the ball. It's run down to the other side by Mandy O'Malley, and they'll reset it here. Another offensive rebound for the Irish. Lawrence kicks it out of the wing to Shelton. Skips it left side to O'Malley. In the left-hand corner to Albury, who is a big part of this game. Tries to go inside, and it's punched out of bounds by Carr. Carr is in there for her defense. 2 points, three rebounds, but 44 steals on the season. And looking to throw it in, O'Malley fires it into the right-hand corner. Nothing there for Carr to Shelton. Burn to Shelton. Back on the wing, O'Malley for three. It's in and out, no good for the Irish. And the rebound is grabbed by Kelsey Carr. The Irish are 1 of 9 from three-point land. Blue Hill 1 of 6. That was the first three attempted in this half by either team. Carr up top, swings it left side. Kumpke for three. And it wedges again. And Lawrence says, I ain't waiting. She can't reach that one, though. This time they are going to have to knock the ball out of there. She tries one more time. It's not there. Coach Steinke's going to say, don't waste your effort. So Blue Hill wedges one in between the rim and the glass. I've seen it once a game. I've seen it three times in a game. So that's the record. This happened twice here so far. Now they just got to make sure that they keep the right basketball in play. 2:46 to go, third quarter, and Blue Hill has just 2 points on a Willicott backdoor layup. 26-21, St. Pat's has 8-5 from Shelton. The other three was on an old-fashioned three-point play by Albury. Byrne has it on the left side of the key with 2:35 to go in the third. Skip pass to O'Malley. Shot puts the three up there. It's no good. The ball goes off the foot of Shelton, who tries to get the rebound and out of bounds. So Blue Hill will get the ball, but they've got to find a way to get some offense. When we saw them last week against Centura, they started hot, and as the game progressed, the offense, little by little, started to drain, and they scored a lot of their points in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter from the free throw line, because they were able to get that lead. Kumpke to the top. She'll get it into the hands of Willicott. Free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Candace Shelton, who probably was fouled. And now, finally, Blue Hill will be called for the foul. Carr just wouldn't give up. And that's the fourth on Kelsey Carr. So Schwab comes in. And I imagine Carr, yes, will come out. Her fourth with 2:13 to go here in the third quarter. But this game has not seen a lot of scoring, not a lot of runs. We've seen a couple of times where the teams have got up and down the floor, but haven't got into a good rhythm here. Lawrence in the right-hand corner, leading it by five. 26-21 Irish. And we are down to 2 minutes to go in the quarter. There they got it inside to Lawrence. Point blank up and in. 9 points now for Brittany. And the biggest lead of the game, 28-21 in favor of St. Pat's. They've scored seven in a row after we were tied at 21 apiece. With it is Atwater. Up top, Schwab is wide open. They let her shoot it, so she finally does, but misses it off the heel. O'Malley got the rebound. The whole crowd is telling her to shoot it, and then she decided, okay, and probably really wasn't squared up to shoot the ball that time. Now they lob it into Albury. Albury over Schwab, up and in, and draws the foul. Shelby Albury with 12 points, and the Irish are pulling away, 30-21. The foul will be called on Schwab, her first, and a timeout called here by Coach Tim Streff, his second of the quarter. 1:28 to go, third quarter. It's 30-21 Irish. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 5 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-old will enjoy a warm, nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified, teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill, 756-3624.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As always, we want to thank the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Of course, the most exciting time here at the state tournament. With our producer Maggie back at the station, Doug Dudu here with you at the Prosh Activity Center. And out of the timeout by Blue Hill, Shelby Albury tries to complete the three-point play and does. That's 2 3-point plays here in the quarter for Albury, who has 13 points, and the lead has all of a sudden ballooned to 10. A 10-0 run here, 10 in a row for the Irish. Willicott, everybody's with inside 10 feet. They can't get a shot away. Willicott was open, didn't take it. Now she'll pop it out to Kumpke for three. It's off the iron front, no good. Rebound comes out long. Irish with a basketball. Mandy O'Malley into the front court, stops, hits the trailer. Byrne runs right into the defender. Jordan Atwater drives her to the ground, but they'll call the block on Atwater, her second. That is 6 fouls on Blue Hill here in the third quarter, only one on the Irish. The Irish are dominating this third quarter. Albury off the inbounds, takes the three, almost banked it in, and now we've got an over-the-back foul called on the Irish. This is going to go on Candace Shelton, her first, team second. 57 seconds to go in the third quarter, and Blue Hill still with only 2 points here in this quarter. And trying to force the pass in. Knocked away from Atwater. Guarded there by Candace Shelton. Zoning the inbounds pass, trying to deny it. They get it to Kumpke. She'll give it right back into the hands of Coffey, who will bring the ball up. No, really ever see your leading rebounder handle the point guard duties, but she did there. Now she's got it on the weak side, right side here. Guarded by Albury. Has her dribble, decides to kick it out to Willicott. Back up top, Kumpke comes off the elbow, gets into the paint, and Lawrence fouls her. Coach Steinecke didn't like that call. He thought Brittany was there the whole time. That's a close one. It's going to be the third on Brittany Lawrence. I think if Brittany had not left her feet, which she just barely did, she might have been able to get the call. But instead, Kumpke to the line, but she's only 1 of 4, and that's her only point. A shocking game here. And finally, the free throw is up and in. Only the third point here of the half, or the third quarter, for Kumpke. And now Lawrence is going to check out of the basketball game. And Kumpke's got the second free throw coming up. Brittany Lawrence with 9 points and 7 rebounds. And Kumpke, here she gets them both to fall. So 3 points from Caitlin, but she's going to need a big fourth quarter. It's 31-23 Irish, 30 seconds to go. Into the right-hand corner to Alberry. Back on the right side into the game is the freshman Anna O'Malley. Finds Shelton back to Alberry on the right wing. 19 seconds, dribbles down deep in the right-hand corner. Back to Shelton, up top to O'Malley, Mandy to Anna. Back up top, the ball tipped away by Atwater. Regained by the Irish, 9 seconds. Right wing, faking the three, driving in Shelton. Kumpke knocked it away, back out to O'Malley. 2 seconds, 1 second. They're not going to get a shot away. That is the end of the third quarter of play. North Platte, St. Pat's 31, Blue Hill 23. You're listening to the state tournament on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, brought to you in part by our friends at Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We are ready to get the fourth quarter underway, and Blue Hill will get the ball and trouble getting it in, and they have it stolen away immediately. And here comes Shelton, dishes it off, but they're going to call a travel on St. Pat's as they went in for the layup. They took off on the wrong foot. Blue Hill having a lot more trouble getting the ball in than they should here. It's the Irish are putting a little pressure on, but they want to challenge it once the ball gets in. Comes into Kumpke. We'll have a couple other score updates for you here in just a moment, so stay with us. Right now, though, Blue Hill needs to find a way to get things going. Only one field goal in the third quarter and 2 free throws. Scored 4 points, 13 for the Irish. Here's a pull-up jumper by Atwater. Her first bucket since getting the opening score of the game. 31-25, Irish with the lead. Their first trip to state, pass knocked away by Feynman. The steal is made, up ahead, layup, Coffee missed it. Rebound, Feynman back up, got it. April Feynman with the offensive putback in her first bucket. So a nice little start here by Blue Hill. They've scored 6 in a row, and the Irish will call timeout. A full-length timeout with 7:14 to go in the game. St. Pat's gives it up twice. Blue Hill scores twice. 31-27, St. Pat's leading Blue Hill. Back in a minute on The Breeze.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Your trophy deserves the best, so bring it to Masterpiece Taxidermy in Blue Hill. Masterpiece Taxidermy was named 2001 Best in World Championship Taxidermist, specializing in game heads and life-size mammals. Todd's devotion to research and anatomy study has enabled him to produce some of the finest taxidermy pieces available today. His wildlife artistry is a product of determination and dedication, much like the success of the Blue Hill Bobcats. Masterpiece Taxidermy, located in downtown Blue Hill, call 756-2550.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you by Zeke Johnson, your channel seed dealer in Hildreth. Blue Hill has scored 6 in a row, and now they make a steal after St. Pat's called timeout. Three straight turnovers into the front court. Coffee on the left wing, guarded by Alberry. High post, gets it to Feynman, swings it right side to Atwater. Atwater gets it up to the top to Kumpke. Kumpke called for a walk. They were sagging on her. She started to make a drive and apparently shuffled the feet. After three quarters in A, Omaha Central leads Fremont 43-35. In C1, Lincoln Christian, with a losing record, leads the top seed Shadron 37-36. Hitchcock County leading 42-33 as Lawrence gets an offensive putback. One, no. Second time, a foul. Hitchcock County leading Sandhills-Thetford 42-33 after three. When we finish things up here, it will be our Vons Printer postgame show. The foul was on Kumpke, her first, and the free throw is no good by Brittany Lawrence, who has 9 points, 9 rebounds, and a block. Shelby Alberry leads the team with 13 for Blue Hill. Mackenzie Willicott has 11. Macy Coffey has 7. Second free throw, Lawrence, no good. And a rebound brought down by Macy Coffey, her 9th of the game. She had 7 of the first half, just 2 so far here in the second half. 31-27 Irish, 6.5 to go in a basketball game. Up top, Carr's wide open, nobody on her, but she just does not shoot the ball. She's looking to move the ball around. Has it on the right wing. Tries to get it inside. They double-team Feynman. So driving in Atwater, she puts it up way too strong. And it comes off to Shelby Alberry with her 7th. Long outlet pass, trying to get the fast break. O'Malley got it, but by the time she got it, she was underneath the hoop and had no chance at making that one. Atwater trailing the play will get the rebound for the Bobcats. You're listening to The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ. Hastings, Blue Hill, Fairfield, and the ball stolen away again. Byrne comes down, and a carry on her. So the teams exchange turnovers, and Blue Hill gets the ball back. Don't forget, coming up next here, we will have Sandy Creek and Concordia tipping off at 3:45. Timeout on the floor, 5:51 to go in the basketball game. Blue Hill calls the timeout. St. Pat's leads at 31-27. The state tournament brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
For all your furniture and flooring needs, stop at Blue Hill Furniture. In business since 1889, Blue Hill Furniture has the stability, selection, and quality of larger stores to go with friendly service and competitive prices. Top brand names, too. If you're looking for a single piece or an entire room, Blue Hill Furniture will take care of you. Better Buys in Blue Hill, located at 501 West Gage. For your convenience, they accept Visa and MasterCard. Blue Hill Furniture proudly supports Blue Hill Athletics and Academics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, already today from our listening area, Amherst, although they put up a great fight, fell to Guardian Angels Central Catholic 54-46. It was Beatrice over Northwest 51-34. Boone Central beat Columbus Scotus 22-19. Minden came back to beat Hershey 60-54. Howells down Ansley 56-32, and Friend edged Exeter Milligan on a putback at the buzzer, 37-36. Here it's Blue Hill ball trailing 31-27, 5:51 to go in the game. Blue Hill, 2 timeouts, St. Pat's, 3 timeouts remaining after that one was called, and up the floor with it. Now we see man-to-man by the Irish. They find Feynman open at the free throw line, shoots, can't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Alberry. Blue Hill has not shot the ball very well here this afternoon. O'Malley in the front court, guarded by Atwater. Kicks it to Lawrence, tries to lob it into Alberry. It's deflected, but goes to Byrne, whose 7-footer is no good. Rebound brought down by Coffey. Her 10th has it stolen away. Shot up, no good, but a foul will be called. The foul is on Jordan Atwater, her 3rd. And 2 free throws coming up here for Candace Shelton, who has all 5 of her points here in the second half. So 2 shots coming up here from the line. North Platte St. Pat's 6 of 11 through 3 quarters. They've already missed 2, but make this one. So 6 points now for Shelton, 32-27. And the second free throw is up, and it is in. So Shelton hits them both. She's got 7, 33-27, a 6-point lead for the Irish. Blue Hill looking for their first state tournament win in their 4th appearance. And for the Irish, their first ever appearance here at state. Here's Feynman, right-hand side, has her shot blocked by Byrne. It falls into the hands of Carr underneath, who is fouled. So Carr will actually go to the line here. Kelsey has not scored, has three rebounds. The foul called on Shelby Alberry, her third. And the first free throw now by Carr is on the way, and it is no good. 6 of 11 now at the line of the game. Willicott checks back in for Blue Hill. They lost in 97 to Kearney Catholic, 48-43. To Elkhorn Valley in 07, 54-52. This free throw is no good. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Lawrence. And then 2 years ago, 37-36 to Elmwood Murdoch. So they've been to state three times, three losses by a combined 8 points. The ball belongs to Blue Hill. Underneath their own hoop, they've got to go to the outlet. Atwater way out on the right side. Now they force it on the low block to Carr. Guarded by Lawrence. Kicks it out for a three. Coffey, it's on the way. No good. Kumke tries to save it, and she does. Keeps her toes in and knocked out of her hands. Again, neither team is shooting the three well. Blue Hill has made one in 9 attempts. St. Pat's has made one in 11 attempts. Bobcat ball in front of their own bench. Get into the right-hand corner to Carr, right back to Kumke, who has yet to make a field goal in the game. Has three free throws. Up top, Willicott. Free throw line, jumper good. Mackenzie Willicott with a team-high 13 points. 33-29, a four-point lead for the Irish, who have led the entire second half. Here's Alberry for three in the right-hand corner. It clanks off the iron, no good. Lawrence battles, gets her 10th rebound. Another three at the top of the key, no good. And now a over-the-back foul is going to be called. But on who? Blue Hill, it looks like. Goes on Willicott, her third. And Brittany Lawrence, who is one of three at the line, will be there to shoot a 1-1. That is the 19th foul. And Lawrence's free throw is up and in. Brittany has pretty much done her job. She's over, has scored more than her season average. She's got 10. She averages about 7.5. She gets 8 rebounds. She's got 10. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Kelsey Carr. A 5-point Irish lead, 34-29, 4:20 to go. Atwater into the right-hand corner. Kumke takes the 12-footer, still too strong. Rebound brought down by Samantha Byrne. And Byrne pushes it up the floor. O'Malley on the left wing, stops, hits the trailer. That's Shelton. Shelton, spin move off the dribble. Hands it off to O'Malley, stays in the left-hand corner to Alberry. Lobs it into Lawrence, knocked away, falls into O'Malley's hands, throws it backside, and Shelton, or is that Byrne? Byrne was open. For Blue Hill, they have made three or four times tonight a spot where they've made a great defensive play, but the ball deflects right to a player from St. Pat's, and they get an easy layup. In the paint, Kumke got tripped up, lost the ball. The Irish wanted to travel. Now Blue Hill would like it because it's going to be a layup at the other end and a foul to go along with it. If they'd have called the travel, that would not have happened. And a three-point play for Samantha Byrne. After she makes the bucket, she's got a chance to finish it and get the lead back to 10. And the clock is running. The clock is still running. And Tim Streff now is trying to get their attention, and that's the fifth foul on Kelsey Carr. No points, 4 rebounds, and they need to put some more time on the clock. That clock was running the whole time. I would think they'd need at least 10 more seconds on the clock. And that's the problem. The officials, they have no idea. They're not watching the clock, so now they have to discuss how much should we put back on there. Let's just guesstimate. And while this is going on, Coach Streff getting his girls over here, and now he's going to call a timeout. So a timeout by Blue Hill. They're only going to have one remaining. Let's see what the clock situation is. 38-29, though. St. Pat's has answered the Blue Hill run with one of their own. They're up 9. We'll be right back.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 ADR42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda back with you here. The State High School Tournament on the Breeze, 94.5, brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. They put 13 seconds back on the clock, so there's 3:34 to go in the game. But Kelsey Carr just fouled out, and Coach Streff called a timeout. So we've had a little break here in the action, but a steal and a bucket. Samantha Byrne will be at the line with the free throw to try to put her team up 10 after the fifth turnover in the quarter for Blue Hill, 16th in the game. Both teams, though, have 16 turnovers. Don't forget, when we're done here, we'll bring you the Vons Printer postgame show, so stay with us. As the free throw by Byrne is too strong, and the rebound brought down by Schwab, her first of the game. She'll give it to Atwater, but it's going to be a tall task here for Blue Hill. They've only scored 29 points, and they're down 9. And you got to figure they're going to need about at least 12. Schwab down low on Lawrence, got inside her, missed the shot. And then the outlet pass, Alberry is taken away. Turnover Irish, foul Irish, but it's just their sixth. But Blue Hill gets the steal. And a foul on Samantha Byrne. Sam with her second. Blue Hill ball underneath their hoop. They've scored 10 points in the second half. Out to Atwater. Open jumper on the way for three. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Shelton. And fast break, 3-on-1. Shelton all the way to the other end. Misses it. Collision. It ends up in the hands of Willicott. Willicott 2-on-2. Brings it up the floor. Runs into Alberry. They call her for a charge. I don't know about that one, Blue Hill folks. Alberry was never set. And Willicott with her fourth personal foul. Now we're under 3 minutes to go, and Blue Hill needs some magic to happen. Right-hand corner, Lawrence kicks it back out to Sam Byrne. Byrne out between the circles to O'Malley. Mandy, left-hand corner to Alberry, to the left elbow to wide-open Shelton, but she just wants to run some clock here. Kicks it back out on the wing to Byrne, up top to O'Malley. Mandy trying to trap her, throws over the top here. Bounce pass, high post, get it to the right elbow. That's Shelton. And they're playing keep away. 2:20 to go. Blue Hill trying to trap the ball in O'Malley, and now they foul. And now that they're in the double bonus, two free throws every time here. At the line, Mandy O'Malley averages 10 points a game, hasn't scored yet. She's 0 of 2 at the line, and Atwater just got her fourth foul. She's got four. Willicott got four. Carr is fouled out. Two free throws, O'Malley. First one good. 39-29, Irish. The winner plays tomorrow at Pershing at 2 o'clock against the winner of the next game here between Crofton and Shelby Rising City.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Main Street Styles in Blue Hill is a full-service salon. Stop in today for a facial, waxing, makeup, tanning, manicure, pedicure, or schedule a cut, color, or perm. The girls at Main Street...
Yeah, I'm back. We got our phone line kicked out. And sorry for that. Had a little technical difficulty here at Southeast. Your score is St. Pat's 40 and Blue Hill 31. Blue Hill did get a bucket from April Feynman after the Irish hit a pair of free throws from Mandy O'Malley. There's 1:52 to go in the game. And then a turnover was forced here. Blue Hill will get the ball as they trail by 9, but have the ball underneath their own hoop here on the Breeze 94.5. Doug Duda with you here with 1:52 to go. 9-point deficit for the Bobcats. They lob it out top to Feynman, who just scored. Swings it right side to Kumpke. Against the man-to-man, Kumpke to the baseline. Back up top, Atwater. Atwater into the paint, over Lawrence. Jumper sets under him and in. Jordan Atwater with 6 points. It's a seven-point game, 40-33. And Blue Hill, I believe, just used their final timeout. Get the ball into the front court. Burn underneath. Albury's open. Hits the layup. They had to press. The press is broken. 15 for Albury. 42-33. Pressure's on. Atwater brings the ball up the floor. O'Malley really giving her fits. Gives it over to Coffey. Blue Hill can't mess around. They've got to get some shots up here. Up top they'll go to Feynman. Feynman is guarded by Lawrence. Right side Willicott's open. Nine-footer will not go. Albury gets the rebound. Her 10th of the game. A double-double for Albury. 1 minute to go, foul called on Macy Coffey, and this ball game is almost over. 42-33, Coffey with her third foul. Coming up, the Vons Printer postgame show, the State High School Tournament, brought to you on the Breeze 94.5 by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. The first of two free throws is in and out, no good. Shelton will have another one coming here. Second free throw, that one is good. So she hits one of two, all eight of her points in the second half. 43-33, 1 minute to go. Atwater guarded by O'Malley. She's going for the steal. Atwater gets fired, kicks it on the wing. Coffey, open three on the way. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Atwater. Atwater is fouled. Now, St. Pat's probably playing a little too aggressive defensively here with a 10-point lead. But it is working out. Down to 50 seconds to go. And it looks like an 0-4 state tournament run here for Blue Hill as the free throw is in and out by Atwater. Her second free throw is coming up. 50 seconds remain. 43-33, North Platte St. Pat's. Second free throw good. So Atwater makes it a 9-point game, 43-34. Full court pressure in. The ball gets into O'Malley. O'Malley guarded by Kumpke. In the backcourt, her pass is tipped but gets to her teammate Shelton. Shelton now attacks the hoop underneath to Lawrence. That's who they want to foul, but she makes the layup. Brittany Lawrence able to control the ball and put it off the glass. Inbound, stolen by O'Malley. O'Malley puts it up and in. And then a foul as she tries to get another one. I think Coach Steinke has to tell O'Malley, would you get back? We're up by 13. We do not need to be sending them to the foul line. Checking into the ball game. Here comes Lauren Raymond, a senior getting into the state tournament here. She was the only one that hadn't yet. Coach Streff knows that this one is in the books. And a 1-1 coming up here for Jordan Atwater. And the free throw is no good. Lawrence has the rebound. 30 seconds remain. St. Pat's in their first trip to state going to win this game as they get it underneath. The little layup is no good by Shelton. Well defended there by Raymond, actually. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Blue Hill ball. Here comes Lexi Himmelberg into the contest. But St. Pat's shut down Caitlin Kumpke, something that Centura could not do in the district final, and that's the difference here tonight. Ball didn't go in. Kumpke couldn't get going offensively, and now Blue Hill will clear the bench. Katie Schaefer, Hannah Ockingay, also in Rachel Raymond and Adrian Lipker for Blue Hill. 21 seconds remain, and Ockingay will throw it in to Himmelberg. 47-34 in favor of St. Pat's. The 13 points is the largest lead they had here in the basketball game. Well, now they're going to take Himmelberg out and throw it into Schaefer. Katie will push the ball across the timeline here, 15 seconds. Over on the left wing to Caitlin Poe. Inside they go. Don't take the shot. Had a shot. Kick it out top for a three-pointer. It is no good by Schaefer. It goes out of bounds to St. Pat's with 7 seconds remaining. The Vaughn Sprinter postgame show coming up next. So stay with us here. The Irish throw it in, and Carrie Slattery says, I'm just going to dribble it out. And this game is over. The final score, the North Platte, St. Pat's Irish, 47, and the Blue Hill Bobcats, 34. We'll be back with the Bonds Printers postgame show with all the numbers, score updates, and more right after this time out of the Breeze, 94.5 FM, high school basketball from the state tournament brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we want to thank Maggie back at the studios for taking care of us on and off the air all afternoon long as we are ready now here at the Prosh Activity Center at Lincoln Southeast High School for our Vaughn's Printer postgame show. More than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings, 402-463-7721. Well, the herding of the cattle now at the Prosh as the fans from this game either leave or move up top, and the fans for the next game between Shelby Rising City and their opponent Crofton, which should be a great one, coming up at 3:45. And don't forget, next here on the Breeze, Sandy Creek and Concordia to wrap up action in Class C1. So it comes up short for Blue Hill, a third quarter where they couldn't get anything going offensively, and they will fall here this afternoon by a score of 47-34. Overtime between Shadron and Lincoln Christian over in the Class C1 game at Pershing Auditorium. They are headed to overtime. So there you go. Everyone filling us in on that. Hitchcock County, a winner in D1 over Sandhill Stedford, 55-45. And Omaha Central pulled away in the fourth quarter to beat Fremont, 59-44. We'll come back with the numbers in our ball game right after this on the Vaughn's Printer postgame show.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
FlatRiverPreps.com is your source for high school sports results and updates 7 days a week, covering over 100 teams across the state. Whether you're a high school athlete, a proud parent, or a sports fan, you'll stay on top of your teams at FlatRiverPreps.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Vaughn's Printer postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers in the basketball game, and we will start with the Irish of North Platte St. Pat's. Anna O'Malley had the only three-pointer of the entire ball game for the Irish, and that accounted for her total points. Mandy O'Malley, 4 points and 4 rebounds. Samantha Byrne, Sam had 5 points. 4 of those were in the fourth quarter. She had 3 rebounds and a block. Candace Shelton ends up with 8 points. The team's leading scorer for the season held to 8 points, half of those from the line. She also had 8 rebounds, all 8 of those points came in the second half. Shelby Alberry had 15 points and 10 rebounds. Brittany Lawrence had 12 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 blocked shots in the basketball game. 17 rebounds in the first half, 19 in the second half for the St. Pat's Irish. Free throw shooting, they were 3 of 5 in the first half, and in the fourth quarter, they put up 11 free throws and were able to hit 6 of those, so they were 9 of 17 in the second half from the free throw line. 3-point shooting, 1 of 8 in the first half, and 0 of 5 in the second half. And North Platte St. Pat's had 10 turnovers in the first half of play and 8 in the second half of play. The Irish were held to just 18 points at halftime and had 30 in the second half. So for the Irish, 47 points, 36 rebounds, 12 out of 22 from the free throw line, 1 of 13 from three-point land, 3 block shots, and 18 turnovers as the Irish improved to 23-2 on the season and haven't lost since Kearney Catholic beating them in the finals of the holiday tournament at the end of December. And they will advance on with the win 47-34. We'll look at Blue Hill's numbers right after this on the Vons Printer postgame show.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We're back on the Von Printers postgame show here on The Breeze. Let's take a look now at the final numbers we had for the Blue Hill Bobcats. 5 players scored in the basketball game here this afternoon. April Fabian had 4 points, 5 rebounds. Macy Coffey, 7 points, but they were all in the first half. She had 10 rebounds in the basketball game. Mackenzie Willicott led the team with 13 points coming off the bench. She also had 4 rebounds. Kelsey Carr did not score but had 4 rebounds. Jordan Atwater, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Caitlin Kupke held to 3 points all from the free throw line and 2 rebounds. And Elizabeth Schwab had 1 rebound and 1 block shot. 17 rebounds in the first half, but just 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting 4 of 8 in the first half, 3 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting 1 of 6 in the first half and 0 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers 7 in the first half, 10 in the second half. In every single category, you could tell the difference between the first half and the second half for Blue Hill, and they fall today, ending the season with a record of 19-5 as they win it by a score of 47-34. The Bobcats, great season. They'll lose their seniors, Elizabeth Schwab, Caitlin Kupke, Laura Raymond, and Jordan Atwater, but still have a lot of good kids coming back for Coach Tim Streff next season. We'll take a final break and update you on the overtime game between Shadrid and Lincoln Christian and wrap things up after this on the Von Printers postgame report.
Ron's Good Neighbor Pharmacy should be your pharmacy in Blue Hill. They give you complete prescription service, and mail-out service is also available. Ron's Pharmacy also has school supplies, American greeting cards, sundries, Russell Stover's candy, and Timex watches. You can trust and depend on their reliability because they've been serving you for more than 30 years. Ron's Pharmacy proudly supports academics and athletics in Blue Hill and wishes all the athletes and coaches good luck. Ron's Pharmacy, your Blue Hill Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Been thinking about replacing your worn-out windows? Consider made-to-order Marvin Wood Windows. The Easy Tilt Pack is an easy-to-install solution. Tilt Pack windows are made of energy-efficient ponderosa pine. They're less expensive than replacing the whole window. See Tilt Pack at Century Lumber Center in Blue Hill. Call 756-3341.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Don't forget, Mike Will is coming up next with Sandy Creek and Concordia, but that game will start late because the Shadrid Lincoln Christian game is in overtime. Shadrid up 2 with 10 seconds remaining and has the ball. That's our last update for you. A reminder that also tonight here on the Breeze 94.5, Giltner will be in action at 7 o'clock taking on Elkhorn Valley. And tomorrow on Classic Hits 98.9, Minden and Boone Central will play at 9 a.m. at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. All 6 finals will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Coming up on Saturday. So again, here are your finals, and then we'll let you get out of here. In the Class A, Omaha Central defeated Fremont 59-44. Next, Lincoln Northeast plays Papio South. Tonight, Lincoln Southeast against Lincoln Southwest, and Columbus plays Bellevue East. In B, Gretna beat Elkhorn South 65-23, and Beatrice beat Granolin Northwest 51-34. Coming up tonight, Stewart will be taking on McCook, followed by Holdridge taking on Norris. In C1, the lowest scoring game in the history of the girls' state tournament, Boone Central beat Columbus Scotus 22-19, and Minden rallied from a 12-point halftime deficit to beat Hershey 60-54. And we've already told you that Shadron and Lincoln Christian are in overtime, and Shadron has won it 51-49 in overtime. So the number one seed with just one loss gets a scare, but beats Lincoln Christian. So they'll play the winner of the Sandy Creek Concordia game tomorrow at the Sports Center at 10:45. Up next here, Shelby Rising City plays Crofton. The winner of that gets North Platte St. Pat's. Tonight, Lutheran High Northeast plays Weeping Water, and Pender plays Homer. In D1, Guardian Angels Central Catholic out of West Point beat Amherst 54-46. Friend hits a putback at the buzzer to beat Exeter Milligan 37-36. Hitchcock County has beaten Sandhills Thedford 55-45. And O'Neill St. Mary's and Humphrey High getting ready to play. And in D2, Lindsay Holy Family beat Hayspring 67-25. Howells beat Ansley 56-32. Tonight, Giltner Elkhorn Valley at 7 here on the Breeze, and Fall City Sacred Heart will play Why Not. And you've been listening to the postgame show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, celebrating more than 80 years and three generations as your full-service printer. Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. This is Doug Duda saying thanks so much to our Blue Hill sponsors, and a great season once again for the Lady Bobcats. Sandy Creek and Concordia coming up about 3:55 here on the Breeze. Again, the final score, St. Pat's 47 and Blue Hill 34. Have a great rest of your Thursday, everyone.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.